One more cold morning has occurred across portions of the Midwest today. Temperatures near zero have been reported across the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, in particular from portions of central Illinois into northwestern Ohio. Temperatures are surrounded by warmer air, so this is a lingering pocket of bitter cold that will stick around for a little while yet today. There's one more shot of reinforcing cold coming up for the upper parts of the Midwest, but everybody else is likely to work its way into a notable warming trend, and that warm-up is likely to bring temperatures above average to a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the coming full week, next week in particular, but we'll already be seeing warmer biased conditions out there in the southwestern Corn Belt rather quickly. The afternoon temperatures today will likely contrast sharply from some sub-zero readings in portions of North Dakota to temperatures in the 40s across Missouri and parts of Kansas. Other areas in the eastern Midwest will see 20 and 30 degree highs this afternoon. The temperatures tomorrow afternoon will turn cooler across the northern parts of the region as that new surge of cold air drops further southeast from the Dakotas. We'll likely see afternoon temperatures on Friday running primarily in the single digits and teens across the upper Midwest, while we'll look for 30-degree readings in the far southernmost parts of the region. We'll see the cooler air sticking around on Saturday afternoon, but after that, a notable warm-up is likely to spread across the region. In fact, on Saturday afternoon, we'll likely see high temperatures running in the 50s and 60s in the southwesternmost corner of the Corn Belt. Then as we move on into the early part of next week, that warmth will likely build up, and the warmer days during the middle part of next week will likely generate highs in the 30s and 40s across the northern Midwest, while 50s and 60s occur across the south. Is this the start of spring? That may be the question that's running through your mind. The answer is no. We will see a return of colder air to a big part of the Midwest at the end of about a 10-day period. And it's already being suggested in the computer forecast models as we move towards the latter days of February and early March. We will see the cycle of cold air come back. The question is, how cold will it get? Most likely the atmosphere will be warming during that period of time, and temperatures will not be able to get as cold as they have been. That's the good news. The bad news, of course, is that with the cold air returning, soil temperatures will stay low, and the odds of us getting into the fields here early will probably be seen somewhat on the low side as well. We do expect to see precipitation come and go across parts of the Midwest, but over this next week, the precipitation potentials are relatively low. In other words, it will precipitate, but we'll likely see light amounts for most cases. The first disturbance that will likely move across the region is expected to have an impact on the northernmost sections of the region here today and early tomorrow. This will be mostly from the eastern part of North Dakota into Michigan, and we'll likely see a few inches of accumulation take place in crop country, but greater amounts will occur near the Canada border. A follow-up disturbance will move through the lower eastern Midwest as we move through the day on Friday, and that is likely to produce maybe 1 to 3 inches of snowfall across parts of the region from Missouri into parts of Kentucky, and that system will likely go on down into portions of Tennessee and the Carolinas as we move through Friday night and early Saturday morning. Yet another disturbance will come across the Midwest in a rather wimpy fashion as we move through the latter part of the weekend. The next more significant precipitation event may hold off until we get to Monday into early Tuesday. Down in South America, it still looks as though rain will be working its way northward across some of Brazil's most important crop country over these next several days. The precipitation will offer relief to a persistent dry and warm weather pattern and start to improve some of the crop conditions that have become rather stressed here recently. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.